Moving forward, I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The Senate has come to a deal on bipartisan gun legislation.
Votes could happen this week on newly agreed-to legislation negotiated by 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats, enhancing background checks for young gun buyers and boosting funding for state mental health programs and school safety.
Most importantly, it has the real potential to become a law and to create real changes in communities across this country.
Texas Republican John Cornyn led his party's negotiation team. Lawmakers finalized language concerning state-enacted red flag laws and firearm restrictions for cases of domestic abuse. President Biden has indicated his support on what would be the first major firearms law passed by Congress in decades. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
In response, the NRA says the bill can be abused to restrict lawful gun purchases and infringe upon the rights of law-abiding Americans. Three states holding runoff elections tonight. In Georgia, State Rep. B. Nguyen has won the Democratic primary runoff for Secretary of State. She'll face Republican Brad Raffensperger in November. In Alabama, Congressman Mo Brooks faces Katie Britt. Brooks had been endorsed by former President Trump. Trump has now endorsed his opponent, Katie Britt. In Texas, a recount has affirmed Congressman Henry Cuellar as the winner of his primary race against progressive challenger Jessica Cisneros. A jury in a civil trial against Bill Cosby has found him liable of sexually abusing a 16-year-old girl in 1975.
The jurors in Los Angeles County ruled in favor of Judy Huth, who alleged that the comedian met her and her high school friend on the set of a film, taking them to the Playboy Mansion a few days later. Huth then went on to testify that Cosby exposed himself to her and forced her to perform a sex act.
Fox's Anna Eliopoulos. Cosby has denied any wrongdoing. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A policy shift on police foot chases in the city of Chicago.
If a subject runs away from Chicago police, or if they're suspected of a minor offense and then run, officers cannot chase them on foot. That and a new CPD policy shift set for later this summer, the push for change. More than a year after police fatally shot 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez, who had a gun in his hand when he ran from a minor traffic stop. The questions over whether the policy could have prevented last year's shooting of 13-year-old Adam Toledo, who was suspected of firing at passing cars and who also was armed with a gun as officers chased him on foot. Prosecutors ruled that both those shootings were justified. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Supreme Court is limiting the reach of a federal statute that requires stiff penalties for crimes involving a gun in the 7-2 decision. The justices said the law can't be used to lengthen the sentences of criminals convicted of a specific attempted robbery offense. A food giant known for Frosted Flakes and veggie burgers is making changes.
Big changes at Kellogg. It will spin off its food units into three independent companies. One will be its global snacking company, which will include Cheez-Its and Pringles. The second will be its cereal business. And the third will be Plantco, selling its plant-based foods, including the Morningstar Farms brand. Kellogg CEO Steve Cahillane says the businesses all have significant standalone potential and an enhanced focus that will enable them to better direct their resources toward their distinct strategic priorities. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Twitter's board of directors is recommending shareholders approve the proposed $44 billion sale of the company to Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Musk had repeated his desire to move forward with the deal last week during a virtual meeting with Twitter employees. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.